All right, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM.
I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Broadcasting to you live from the University of British Columbia in the beautiful city of Vancouver. First off, let me introduce myself. My name is Steve Zhang. Currently, I'm a student here at UBC and the host of the newest edition, or one of the newest editions, to the CITR broadcast grid. So thank you all so much for tuning in to the first official broadcast of Asian Wave 101. Thank you all so much. So I'm sure that a lot of you have noticed that within the past 6 or 7 years, Asian pop culture has been steadily gaining a very large following worldwide. And I figured that for this show, I'll be presenting to you not just my perspective as a Canadian, but I'll also be playing for you some of the best music from the Chinese pop and the Korean pop industry. So that's going to be the latest music from established artists, rookies only just debuted, some classic songs, as well as news from both industries, and of course, introducing some talented Canadian artists. Now, I thought a lot about what I was going to do for my first show, so I figured that for now, I just play some of my classics to get it started nice and easy. So with that in mind, let's get right into it. This is Asian Wave 101.
You really want to know what love is?
Yeah. Yes, tell us.
More than anything in the world, Ron.
Well, it's really quite simple. It's kind of like, gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together, making sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight.
Woo!
Afternoon delight.
Do you know what love is? I do. It's CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You guys have it, I think.
Afternoon delight. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever.
Yes.
All right, that was Wang Leehong's Ni He Wo, You and Me, off his 2003 album Unbelievable. Now, interestingly enough, this album and this song actually marked a bit of a... It was a phase of artistic transition for Leehong. He began moving away from his previous rocker image, and he began utilizing a more R&B sound, something a little smoother, a little more mild. And then, actually, the album that followed afterwards in 2004 would actually display a whole new sound for Leehong, as it was around this time that he actually began experimenting more and more with different kinds of music. And the next album would actually hear him combining traditional Chinese music with R&B and hip-hop for a whole new style. So definitely go and check out more of Leehong's work if it's all solid stuff. And you know, this song came out in 2003, so I know some of you are thinking, wow, well, why is he playing something so old? And well, I guess it's Throwback Thursday, but no. Actually, if you listen to the first line of the song, for those of you who don't know Mandarin, 亲爱的听众朋友,我是你的代班DJ, it actually translates into dear listeners or dear friends tuning in, I am your substitute DJ. And I guess it's fitting, really, because, well, I'm a DJ, I have listeners, and but I'm just not substitute. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned for more music when we come back on Asian Wave 101.
Hi, I'm CJ, CITR's campus coverage coordinator.
Hey, this is Duncan from Duncan's Donuts.
This is Robin Allum, program manager.
I'm Lucy Clarkson, and I'm in the student executive.
And my name's Steve. I was just standing out in the hallway.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm CITR station manager.
Hey, my name's Andy Resto, and I'm the digital library coordinator at CITR.
My name is Hugo, and I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, my name's Eleanor, and I'm the sponsorship coordinator at CITR.
This is Ryan Rozelle, president of CITR's student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised $39,201.79. And for that, we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, we're back, and now we're going to make a jump out to Korea for this next song and hear the latest release from girl group After School. The song is called Chotsarang, which means first love, and a little more restrained, but great nonetheless. After School is a group that can definitely change styles and do different things very, very well, and they change it up for every single album. So here is First Love, and right after that, we have Khalil Fong's BB88 on Asian Wave 101, CITR 101.9 FM.
Not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk,
add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
All right, so right before the break, we heard After School's First Love and then Khalil Fong's BB88. Both very great artists, both very great songs, and there's actually something interesting about Khalil's song that I thought I'd share with you, is that it can actually get kind of confusing when you're listening to it, because it's very upbeat, it's very pleasant, but it's actually a breakup song. So without getting into the lyrical meaning of the song, the title of the song, BB88, says it all. So BB is used in instant messaging, it's shorthand, it means baby, and then 88 in Mandarin is pronounced ba ba, so which is used as a shorthand in China or any place that speaks Mandarin to mean bye-bye. So you put it together, the song's title is Baby Bye-Bye. So there we go, it's a breakup song. Now, Khalil actually is very experimental when it comes to composing his music. So as you heard from his song Baby Bye-Bye, he has a very jazz-influenced sound, and definitely go and check out some of his other work. He recently came back with a new album called The Dangerous World. I haven't had a chance to take a listen to it yet, but definitely, if you like experimental, if you like something that's not very common in Mandarin pop, then definitely go check out more of Khalil Fong. So this next song is one of my favorites, one of my personal favorites. Now, I've been listening to Korean pop music for about 2 or 3 years now, and this one definitely takes a spot in my top 10. So it's performed by Henry Lau, a member of the boy band Super Junior M, which is a subunit of Super Junior, which is a boy band from Korea. So the M actually stands for Mandarin, so Super Junior M promotes to a Chinese-speaking or Mandarin-speaking Chinese audience. So the group has 8 members, 6 Korean members from Super Junior, and 2 Chinese members. Henry is included within that too, and they were meant to add a little diversity and have a bit of a wider appeal in the Chinese market. So this is his Korean solo debut, and I say this one is really special because Henry is Canadian, so I gotta give him his props for that. So here it is, Henry's Trap, featuring Shinee's Taemin and fellow Super Junior M member Kyuhyun. After that is Hong Kong pop diva Joey Young's Wu Li Kan Hua, which means looking at flowers in the fog. So coming right at you right now.
Yeah, 네 안에서 꿈을 꾸고 있나 봐. 세게 흔들어 나를 깨워주겠니, 깨워주겠니. I'm trapped, I'm trapped. 넌 나를 잃어가. 너 없이 나의 이름조차 기억이 안 나. 이제 네 안에서 나를 놓아주겠니, 놓아주겠니. I'm trapped, I'm trapped, I'm trapped. Oh, oh, I'm trapped. Yeah. 널 잊고 싶어. 널 가고 싶어. 널 내려놓고. 자유롭고 싶어. 나는 지쳐가. 나 혼자서만 꿈을 꾸고 있나 봐. 세게 흔들어 나를 깨워주겠니. 깨워주겠니. I'm trapped, I'm trapped. 넌 나를 잃어가. 너 없이 나의 이름조차 기억이 안 나. 이제 네 안에서 나를 놓아주겠니, 놓아주겠니. I'm trapped, I'm trapped. 나는 지쳐가. 나 혼자서만 꿈을 꾸고 있나 봐. 세게 흔들어 나를 깨워주겠니, 깨워주겠니. I'm trapped, I'm trapped. 넌 나를 잃어가. 너 없이 나의 이름조차 기억이 안 나. 이제 네 안에서 나를 놓아주겠니, 놓아주겠니. I'm trapped, I'm trapped, I'm trapped.
Yeah.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
All right, welcome back to Asian Wave 101. So I took a look through everything that was going on in the entertainment world in Asia. And there were some. It's been a pretty interesting week. It seems that it apparently is the season of love in the Chinese entertainment world because everyone seems to be getting into a relationship of some kind. Relationships between singers and actors. Everyone just seems to be either confirming that they are in a relationship or that they're getting into one. So sifting through all the relationship news, I found a few things that are worth mentioning. But first off, congratulations to all the new couples and the confirmed couples. We wish you all the best, but we're going to talk about something a little more interesting. So first off, from Taiwan, this happened actually just last week. For the first time, four pop queens active in the Chinese-speaking areas collaborated on a joint charity concert. Now, these four queens were Ah Mei, Na Ying, Sandy Lam, and Tanya Chua. Now, they held a concert to raise funds for something called Project WAO. The WAO stands for Women as One, and it's a charity offering aid to girls that have suffered from abuse. Now, the concert drew a very big crowd. It got amazing reactions from everyone. The fans were just loving the performances and the four artists' interactions on stage. And the concert was wrapped up by a speech from Taiwanese supermodel Lin Zhilin, and she very finely summed up the mission and the spirit of WAO, and the concert was ended with a performance that was sung jointly by the four queens and a group of girls who were victims of abuse, and they had been helped out by the charity. So definitely much love and much respect to the four queens that used such a good way to raise awareness to for a very serious issue, and wish you all the more continued success in your careers. So moving on to this next piece of news, Jackie Chan is in the process of filming his new movie, and supposedly this movie is a tale about Roman soldiers that had been lost in ancient China, and reportedly he will be co-starring with a Hollywood A-lister, and rumor has it that it is Mel Gibson. So fans of Jackie Chan movies, definitely I encourage you to keep your eyes open and keep an eye out for this movie. The movie will be released as early as next year, 2015, so definitely something to be anticipated. And everyone, you know, keep your eyes out. And, you know, Jackie recently celebrated his 60th birthday as well, and he's definitely not getting any younger, and the fact that he is still going all around the world making all these movies and still doing action scenes is just absolutely amazing. And hopefully with this movie, we'll be able to see some of the action that all Jackie Chan fans have come to love. Next up, coming out of Korea, iconic duo Fly to the Sky has confirmed their comeback after a five-year hiatus. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Fly to the Sky, they originally debuted in 1999 under SM Entertainment, and the duo is composed of two members, obviously, Brian Ju, a Korean-American from New Jersey, and South Korean native Hwanhee. Now, the two of them debuted in 1999, and they were originally marketed as a pop duo, doing mostly bubblegum pop and upbeat dance music. Now, they transitioned in 2002 to a more mature, to a more smoother image, and they changed their sound completely, and they began doing R&B music, and to this day, they are still marked and recognized as Korea's very first R&B duo. So their comeback is set for May 20th, and it will be marked by a new album and a concert and, of course, continued broadcast activities. So I personally am really looking forward to this comeback, and I definitely hope that all of you listening out there will get a chance to check out Fly to the Sky. For those of you who are unfamiliar with them, definitely, definitely check out some of their R&B work. You know, it's they're definitely one of the best vocal acts that Korea has put out. And lastly, again, this one is from Korea. It's a little older, but I think that since we mentioned Jackie Chan earlier, I think it's only appropriate that we mention that Jackie and his Korean management company, Jackie Chan Korea Group, are officially, or have officially, debuted their first K-pop idol boy band. So the band is called JJCC. It's actually meant to be said double JC, and the group has five members, four are Korean and one is Chinese Australian, and it's said that all five members are skilled in singing, dancing, rapping, as well as songwriting, and it's also been reported that all five of the members have been handpicked by Jackie himself, trained, and personally managed by Jackie as well. So they debuted in late March, and you know, I kind of envy those guys, you know, being trained by Jackie, managed by him, mentored. Yeah, it will probably be a very interesting experience. So, I actually have heard the song before, their debut song, and I've seen the music video as well. And then in the music video title, it actually says, in brackets, Jackie Chan Idol. And since their name is JJCC, I had actually originally interpreted that as meaning Jackie Chan Chan. But apparently that's not the case. It's double JC, and it actually means Jackie Chan joins cultures, which reflects Jackie's goal of connecting the different cultures of Asia through music. And definitely it's Asia, you know, Asian music, Asian pop culture becoming such a worldwide phenomenon. I think that can definitely happen in the future. So definitely a goal and a mission worth commending. Now, coincidentally enough, I actually have Double JC's debut song here with me, and the song is titled 처음엔다 그래, which means at first, but according to a Korean friend of mine, it actually has several different meanings, starting with, I believe it was, everybody is like that at first, as well as in the beginning, or possibly it could even mean at the start, but I think we're just going to call it at first, and but let's take a listen to it. It's really not something that's very common in K-pop. So here it is, Double JC at first.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 어딘가 어긋나고 비뚤어지고 있어 나의 사랑은 마음 없는 맘을 원해 텅 빈 너의 사랑을 그래 알고 있으면서 더욱 내 옆에 있어주기를 바라고 또 바라지 일단 내가 죽겠으니까 당장 힘드니까 지나면 잊혀진다지만 지금은 아니니까 창밖을 바라보니 바삐 움직이는 사람들 저 사람들 저 아파했을까 처음엔 다 그래 아프고 그래 하늘이 노래 세상이 모두 무너질 것만 갖고 살기 싫어져 Oh yeah 말로만 그래 죽고 싶다고 괜히 말로만 그래 시간이 가면 어떻게든 다 잊고 사라지겠지
내 사랑은 영원하고 영롱하길 바랬었지
It's like a diamond
허나 너와 난 양쪽을 다 써버린 이 면지 차갑게 굳어버린 케이크 몇 년 지난 게임기 같아
Finally
딱딱하게 굳어버린 돌 같은 너의 마음 다시 돌릴 수 없다면 그걸 어쩌와 거짓말로라도 다시 사랑한단 말해줘 제발 진심 없는 가슴이라도
처음엔 다 그래 아프고 그래 하늘이 노래 세상이 모두 무너질 것만 갖고 살기 싫어져 Oh yeah 말로만 그래 죽고 싶다고 괜히 말로만 그래
시간이 가면 어떻게든 다 잊고 사라지겠지. 이러다가 큰일 날 것 같아 컨트롤이 잘 안 돼. 고장 난 수도꼭지처럼 눈물이 멈추질 않나. Yeah. Oh, no 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 no. Yeah yeah. 처음엔 다 그래. Oh yeah.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
All right, so it's about that time that we hand the spotlight over to some of our Canadian artists, and this week I'm featuring a very talented hip-hop artist from Toronto who goes by the name of Jay Rise. Now, Jay Rise is an unsigned talent. He's been promoting himself for about, I'd say, 6 or 7 years now. He's putting his work online, such as on YouTube, and he's continuously working to improve his craft and his work overall. So definitely go and check out his YouTube channel. You can find him at youtube.com/jrise, and it's spelled J-R-E-Y-E-Z. You can see all of his music videos there. You can check out his original songs. You can find his remixes as well, and as well as some more lighthearted videos as well. So right now I have here with me Jay Rise's latest single, and it's called This Isn't Who We Are, and it features Toronto-based singer Jordan Lorenzo here on Asian Wave 101.
Jay Rise. Got me up all night drinking this liquor, stupid I know. All the things that we've been through, I'm trying to get through, moving on slow. My head above the waters, it's harder than it seems, and I can't take it any longer. I'm starting to feel weak, it's been weeks since I last saw you. I should have tried but didn't bother. Ego got the best of me, but I should be a lot stronger. I'm trying to move onward, cause it's no longer. Now I don't got her. I keep thinking about, should've called her and stopped her from drifting away. Seconds to days, regretting mistakes. I'm missing your face, and when you would laugh, memories we had, but it's in the past. I wish it'd be reversed. I give you everything you deserve. Life's becoming a blur. Love is something you can't reimburse. Swimming in the deep end, reality starting to seep in. There's nothing like us, you're the one I wanted to be with. There's no one I can relate to, and life's becoming a plateful. The love is gone, and maybe it'd be easier to
you
hate.
You say that you don't care, you don't wanna deal with me. You push me away, but baby, I'm not your enemy. I don't wanna go there, I hate when you pressure me. Cause baby, one day
feel like I sold, where did it go? I should have played my role, keep it controlled, where did I go? I can't find myself, I'm living so lost, and where was my cause? I'm trying to do well, this love doesn't cost, but I'm so exhausted. Please take the pain away, nothing can save the day. I can't complain, I need to make a change, and I tried erasing your name away. How does a love so amazing just fade away? It's been overdue for a while, I should hit you up and see what's been up. How you doing right now? Cause I've been missing that beautiful smile. What am I doing? I should keep moving, damn. Why am I looking back? I need to relax, leave it in the past. Damn, what am I looking at? It's so annoying, I can't control it. Think about us like drinking a poison. It's really killing me, how should I deal with it? Trying to be real with it, it's really pointless. It's really pointless. Stop moping about it, stop being a bitch. Get back to my focus, stop being hopeless. Start being open, go out and live. There's no one I can relate to. How did I get so hateful? The love is gone, the love is gone. It's easier to hate you.
You don't care, you don't wanna deal with me. You push me away, but baby, I'm not your enemy. I don't wanna go there, I hate when you pressure me. Cause baby, one day
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
What would you like, my lord?
Bring me CITR.
Even Satan, God of Darkness, listens to CITR on 101.9 FM.
All right, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that song by Jay Rise, This Isn't Who We Are. Definitely a very, very talented artist. Go and check out his music on YouTube, remember. So, moving back to the Asian pop world, one thing that I've always loved about Asian pop is how diverse the sounds are. You know, we have Khalil with his jazzier sounds, Lee Home, who does a very very good R&B sound. We just heard Double JC that does hip-hop very well. And then, you know, After School, you know, they're a little more, you know, sophisticated, they're a little more sexy. But now we're actually going to move on to a different concept that it's fairly well-known, but not everyone likes it. It's more of a cuter, more endearing concept, and no group right now does it better than A-Pink. Now, A-Pink is a six-member Korean girl group that debuted in 2011, and for the past year, their popularity has just absolutely skyrocketed. So here is their new single off their fourth EP, Pink Blossom. The song is called Mr. Chu. A-Pink, everybody.
Coupling, coupling, 손에 끼고서
All right, that was a Pink's Mr. Chu. You know, it's just a nice song to listen to. And Mr. Chu is actually also a title that has a bit of a different meaning to it. So the only way that I can really explain it is that it's onomatopoeia. Now, for those of you who don't remember onomatopoeia from your high school days, it's the phonetic imitation of the sound of a specific source. So, for example, pigs go oink, cats go meow, and then humans, we go achoo, that's sneezing, ahem, for clearing the throat. And choo is actually used in Korea to mimic the sound of a kiss. So, to any guy named Chu, sorry, but they're unfortunately not singing about you. Moving on to a very well-known artist from Taiwan, though, this talented lady has been crowned Asia's dancing queen for her diverse skill base in dancing and is one of the very few artists that can be called a pop diva. And for that, everyone, I present to you Miss Jolin Tsai, Tsai Yilin, and her song Mi Huan, meaning fantasy, off her 12th studio album Muse. Check it out. Right, that was Mi Huan by Jolin Tsai, and the lyrics of the song are actually very meaningful. It talks about how love supersedes everything. Love is for all, and it doesn't matter where you're from, what your background is, any all of that stuff. It doesn't matter because love conquers all in the end. So very good message from a very good artist. Now, Unfortunately, I'm running out of time here, but be sure to stick around for 5 to 6 p.m. C-Morg, hosted by Matab, another show exclusively on CITR 101.9 FM. But before I go, I'm going to leave you off with one of my favorite songs at the moment from one of my favorite artists, period, Korean-American recording artist Jay Park, featuring Simon Dominic on the rap, and Gray, a new artist recently signed to Jay's new record label, on the hook, and the track is called Metronome. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in to the very first broadcast of Asian Wave 101. So until next time, I'm Steve. This has been Asian Wave 101, only on CITR 101.9 FM. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you next time.
Maybe it's so crazy, crazy from break up to make up. 이랬다가 저랬다가 like a roller coaster. Up and down. 내가 원하는 건 안정가. Baby, we need a metronome. 내가 빠를 땐 난 느리고 템포가 안 맞아. Baby, metronome. 엇갈려, 엇갈려. 왜 우린 맨날 엇갈려, baby.
We need a metronome. We need a metronome. 우리 박자가 안 맞아, girl. We need a metronome. We need a metronome. We need a metronome.
오랫동안 낯이 너와 나 추억고도 다 본 사이 서로 약점을 알아도 참치 과거의 실수는 크립토나인 보다 낮기만 한 행복감 언제 어떻게 터질지 몰라 싸운 이유 적어도 알지만 문제는 자기 잘못 잘 못 봐 넌 내게 예전 같지 않대 그래 예전 같을 순 없는 건 사실 남자니까 결국 끝에 내 탓이 다 져주지만 솔직히 좀 가시 끝까지 가졌던 약속 결국 이렇게 끝까지 왔지 근데 오해만 내 맘 절대 안 식었다고 몇 번 만에 쉬어가자는 거지 속에 말들을 꺼내놓겠 우리만 지쳤고 인생도 피곤해 미안해서 미안하고 잘못해서 잘못했다 변명도 지저래 가끔 너무 정열적이지 그런 욕망 때문에 과열되는 관계가 닫아버릴까봐 좀 겁이 나 이것 때문에 맘 깨나 쓴 시간들이 아까워 차가운 착각과 아름다운 꿈을 얘기하던 그 입술을 다시 느끼고 반한 그 맘 봄 둘이 템포 처음부터 맞춰야돼 틱톡 메트로놈 빨리 만나서 얘기해 진짜 이별하기 전
메트로놈 우린 맨날 엇갈려 baby
지금 당장 필요해 We need a metronome We need a metronome We need a metronome 우리 박자가 안 맞아 girl We need a metronome We need a metronome We need a metronome
Break it down Baby it's so crazy Crazy from break up to make up 이랬다가 저랬다가 like a rollercoaster Up and down up and down So crazy, crazy from break up to make up. 이리다가 다리다가 like a roller coaster. Up and down, up and down. Wanna go.
Girl, we need.
Baby, we need a metronome. 내 발을 때려 내리고 태도가 안 맞아. Baby, metronome. 어가요, 어가요. 왜 우리 맨날 어가요, baby.
We need a metronome.
Friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
The Baker and the Chef, Bangone T-shirts, Cherry Bomb, House of Vintage,
Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, His Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save on Meats, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.com.